So I originally got involved with Iditarod all the way back in 1999. I was up here on a cruise with my family and either had the good fortune or made the mistake of visiting Bruce Lee's Dog Yard, where he turned me on to dog mushing, and I've been involved ever since. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod for a couple of key reasons. The first one is this is one of the most passionate group of volunteers from all over the world that you can possibly imagine, and there's a very unique energy associated with this. And once you become part of it, it's kind of an honor to remain part of it. I think the other key reason is that I'm a big believer in the race and fostering the mushing lifestyle. And this race is key to maintaining that lifestyle in Alaska and in Arctic environments around the world. I think probably one of my best memories was the time I got tapped to do my current role the first time, about 5 minutes before the race started, and had to kind of figure that out on the fly. Apparently, I didn't do too badly, which is why I'm still doing it. One of my biggest heroes in life was Norman Vaughn, who's the oldest guy to have ever finished the Iditarod. And he and I became good buddies before he passed away. And his maxim in life was dream big, dare to fail. And the essence of that is, if you kind of translate that into ordinary life, is a lot of people never get to do much because they're afraid of looking silly and failing. I've taken that to heart, and it's one of the reasons I'm here in Alaska today.